Reflecting again on the words of Douglas Steere, the ancient question, who am I, invariably leads to, whose am I? With whose life, whose lives, is yours all bound up inextricably in obvious or invisible ways? What guides you on how to treat those who you are in any relationship with? According to the Rabbi Sacks, those bound by covenant voluntarily undertake to share a fate. Sometimes it's involuntary. No. They choose to link their destinies together. They accept responsibility to and for one another. Covenants redeem the solitude of the lonely crowd. We choose to enter into a covenant. This is important. When we talk of intimate relationships, covenant exists. What is an intimate relationship? I would define it as a relationship in which we have a deep connection or familiarity with one another. I think we have these relationships with all types of people. Mostly with people we spend a lot of time with, but not always. Occasionally you meet someone, and it is if you have been friends for years. But it generally takes some time to develop that intimate trust. Most people feel that deep relationships have some sort of expectation. Not necessarily a contract, but a covenant, whether spoken or unspoken. What each person expects from the other and what the boundaries are is different for each relationship. There are certain things that are needed to make a relationship work. In my experience, three important items needed are trust, respect, and forgiveness. I think that these qualities are important because at some time you will most likely disappoint those close to you, and at some time they will probably also disappoint you. This is human nature. It is important that trust exists because at this time, or at those times, you will need to remember why you are in this relationship with that person. Seeing the whole picture, the virtues and the faults of the person. Helps you remember why you chose this relationship. And when you respect someone, you admire their virtues and forgive their faults. Based on my own experience, it is best to be able to forgive those you have an intimate relationship with. But more importantly, you must be able to forgive yourself. What good is another's forgiveness if you cannot forgive yourself? When you say something you regret, or forget a date or a birth date, or even to say I love you when going off to work or play, which sounds like a small thing, but the impact is huge. I make a point to tell Anne every morning that I love her. I'm sure you all have those little things that you do for the ones you love that come to mean so much, especially when they're not there. I don't feel I've always respected my relationship with Anne. I failed to honor her and the covenant that we've had. We've had more than one breakup in our 18 years. Fortunately for me, Anne has forgiven my failures, and I feel we have moved past my inequities. She has put trust in me, and I finally grew up and took responsibility for my actions. I was fortunate. We had remained friends during all those times. And I'm not saying that we have a perfect relationship, but I think we respect each other's needs and wants, and we forgive each other and ourselves. We have trust that we are looking out for the other's well-being, trust that they see us for who we are and still love us. There are different stages to every relationship. The beginning is usually very happy, with all kinds of discoveries being made about each other. Then the relationship moves into that comfortable middle ground. It's during this phase that we become content. We develop routines and life goes on. I believe it's important that we continuously talk about the covenant of our relationship that we don't take each other for granted during these times. I think it's important with all of our intimate relationships, but especially with our significant other. At some point, most relationships come to a close. Even if you believe in an afterlife, the physical aspect will come to an end. It's important to discuss this fact. Sometimes the end will be because of a death, but other times it will be just because the relationship doesn't work anymore. Have you had the important conversations about end of life with those close to you? Do they know what you want, and vice versa? When it is not because of death, how would you deal with the end of a relationship? Have you given any thought to these possibilities? I have known more than one person who's gone through a horrible breakup. And afterward, they either hold themselves or the other person responsible for the breakup. And by not forgiving, there's not any growth. I know one person in particular who has not let go of his anger for 20-plus years. And this affects his relationship with his children and every major event in their lives. It has such a destructive power in his life. What he thought would hurt the other person really has just hurt him. She has moved on, and he is still where he was 20 years ago. As hard as it is, letting go the anger and hate will set you free. Free to learn from your mistakes that you have made. Free to keep that poison and hate, that poison of hate and anger from percolating in your heart. I feel an expressed covenantal relationship creates trust, respect, and love. Whether that is in a friendship, a parent-child relationship, or lovers, it doesn't matter. Expressing what you need from each other, and then continuing to grow and mature in your relationships. As the Reverend Victoria Stafford says, a covenant is a living, breathing aspiration, made new each day. We choose to be in a relationship every day and to live in the moment. What could be more beautiful than that? And as the poem says, love only asks that you show up.